Mr. Mahama said the unemployment rate stands at 13%, and this is dangerous for the country. He said the 24-hour economy is one of the policies he will implement to reduce the teeming unemployed youth.
We intend to implement a 24-hour economy. And by this, we will provide incentives in terms of reduction in corporate taxes and other exemptions to businesses that will sign up to the 24-hour economy initiative. But then we must also look at the security side and make sure that we provide them with security. Because remember, in the past, filling stations used to work 24 hours. Unfortunately, armed robbers started attacking them. And because of that, they all closed at about 10 o'clock. And so if we're able to provide them with adequate security, businesses and services like that, there's no reason why they can't operate 24 hours.
Mr. Mahama said a stakeholder forum will be held in the first 100 days of his administration to improve the implementation of the free senior high school policy.
Within the first 100 days of coming into office, we'll convene a stakeholder summit that brings together educationists, experts, teachers, parents, students and opinion leaders to deliberate on how to improve the implementation of the free SHS system and also improve the quality of our basic education, because that's where it all begins. We will return Ghana to the regional exams conducted by the West African Examinations Council so that it will be possible to compare the performance of our children with our English-speaking neighbors in the sub-region.
Mr. Mahama also, among other things, mentioned the vigorous fight against corruption, merging some ministries and agencies, reduction in ministerial appointments, and review payment of ex gratia to Article 71 office holders in its current form. Seth Eya, reporting for GBC News.